From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the news from Iraq gets stranger. U.S. troops raid the home of the man that Americans brought back a year ago to help run the country. But first, we turn to the political side of U.S. involvement in Iraq. President Bush met privately this morning with Republican leaders in both the House and Senate. The president thanked congressional leaders and outlined his plans for transferring power in Iraq, now just 41 days away, and talked about the abuse of Iraqi detainees. With more from Capitol Hill, here's NPR's Andrea Seabrook. Hi, Andrea. Tell us what you've heard about what President Bush said to Republican leaders. I'll note we're going to talk to a congressman in a few moments, but what are you hearing?
Well, you know, the president walked in flanked by Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and House Speaker Dennis Hastert. It was sort of this obviously well-placed picture of unity among Republicans. He, you know, of course, walked past this sort of jumping scrum of reporters and cameras as usual, but he didn't say anything other than good morning. And so what we know about it is from talking to senators and members of Congress afterwards, they said that the president didn't take any questions at all, that he essentially gave a speech to the gathered Republicans. Most of the lawmakers coming out said it was positive, said he got a lot of applause, and that he started with the domestic policy, the budget, and so on, and quickly moved into Iraq. Here is Ohio Congresswoman Deborah Price. She's a member of the Republican leadership, reacting as she came out.
What stood out to me is his total resolve and his the momentum he feels that we need to keep up. Then he went on to talk about what's at risk and how important this is to stay the course.
Price is talking about Iraq here, and that was a major central theme of this, according to the lawmakers coming out. But also there were questions as to why he was there, and it seems like he was really trying to give a show of unity among Republican lawmakers, especially since the last couple of months have been a little tumultuous in terms of the political scene. You can sort of tell that from these remarks from Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum.
It's no surprise to anyone here that this has been a rough couple of months for the president, particularly in the issues of Iraq. And I think he was here to remind folks that we do have a policy, and this policy is going to be tough. Things, as I think he commented, are very likely to get worse before they get better.
So that's Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum talking about what he heard from the president this morning.
There is this rift apparently developing between House and Senate Republicans, and maybe that's why the president's gone up there. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, that's what a lot of us feel like is the case this morning. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, it's been especially apparent that as you have Senate leaders, top Senate Republican leaders, holding hearings looking into the Iraqi prisoner abuse scandal, the transition of power to Iraqis, and other important issues with this war, these top Republicans have been calling administration Republicans to testify, and they have been, you know, they haven't exactly been easy questions to these guys. And so there's this sort of sense that over in the Senate, the Republicans there, the top Republicans there, are sort of holding loyal to the institution of the Senate and trying to dig into these issues, and the House leaders have been holding loyal to the party.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook reporting from Capitol Hill. Andrea, thank you.
You're welcome.